On the second floor of the state capitol building, a sea of white coats swarm the halls. At different places in the lobby are tables offering bone density screenings, dermatological checks, cholesterol tabs. It's a mini medical center. The displays showcase some of the services that local pharmacies provide. But the agenda isn't just to offer some free medical checkups. It's also meant to promote an issue, getting vaccinated against potentially deadly diseases.
Well, it's important because many senior citizens contract pneumonia and shingles, and this vaccine will prevent hundreds of thousands of citizens, senior citizens, from not only contracting the disease, but the complications that may arise from the disease. As we know, in pneumonia, many senior citizens eventually die from it, so it might even prevent death.
That's Republican Representative Anna Rivas Logan from Miami. She's sponsoring a bill allowing local pharmacies to give shingles and pneumonia vaccines to seniors. Pharmacies across the state can already do the flu vaccine, and Logan says the bill is important because it will improve the health outcomes from seniors and make vaccinations more affordable.
Going to a doctor's office to receive the vaccination requires a copayment to the physician and then the vaccine payment. This will allow the senior citizens to just have the vaccine. Also, it's more accessible. People are more likely to go to the pharmacist than they are to their doctor to receive such a critical vaccine.
Sally West is the director of government affairs for the Florida Retail Federation. She says the bill makes good consumer sense.
It is a question of access, undoubtedly. 90% of all Floridians live less than 5 miles from a pharmacy, be it a chain pharmacy or an independent pharmacy. The same is not true for doctors. Pharmacies serve the underserved community and the minority communities in the rural areas.
5 years ago, the state started letting pharmacies administer the flu vaccine. And since then, total statewide flu vaccinations have gone up. Advocates of letting pharmacies do the same thing with pneumonia and shingles point to that as evidence that more people take advantage of immunizations when it's more convenient for them to do so. But turf battles over who can administer vaccines has long been fought between pharmacists and doctors, who have historically been the gatekeepers of immunizations. That battle can be seen in the Senate version of the bill.
I'm one that I don't like passing bad bills out of committee. This was a good bill. With the amendment that was put on here, I don't see how you make it better, and I'd urge you to vote against it, keep it in this committee, or kill it.
Senator Dennis Jones was displeased by amendments brought by Senate President-designate Don Gates requiring doctors to write prescriptions for the vaccinations before patients can get them at their local pharmacy. Jones says that defeats the purpose of the bill.
This prescription is not necessary. It is going to cost money. People are going to have to be inconvenienced to make an appointment, go through a copay, get another piece of paper to take to the pharmacy, when right now they can walk into their local pharmacy and essentially obtain these services.
And Florida Pharmacy Association President Michael Jackson is opposed to another provision that changes which medical group can oversee the training that pharmacists have in order to administer the vaccines.
You've kind of taken the control out of it from your department, and you've transferred it to a national organization who, when you look at their website about what this type is, it's only applicable to physicians. It doesn't even allow that kind of training for other types of healthcare providers. So you might want to take a look at that.
But Gates held firm with his amendments.
By adopting these two amendments, I think we'll have the votes to pass the bill. Failing that, I think the bill could be in trouble as it goes forward.
Senate bill sponsor Steve Ulrich agreed to allow the bill to move forward despite his opposition to the amendments. The proposal cleared the Senate Health Regulation Committee on a 6-1 vote. It passed 10-5 in the House. Lobbyists for the pharmacies and physicians say they'll try to work out their differences as the proposals move through the two chambers. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.